This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 8, 2016. Sunrise at 6:15 a.m., sunset at 7:04 p.m. From the itemlive.com, polls for today's primary election open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. as voters narrow the field for the November 8 final. Voters in Lynn and surrounding communities will help decide several races, including the 9th Essex District race for Massachusetts House of Representatives. Democrats Saratine Rizzuto and Jennifer Migliori are on the ballot. The winner will face State Representative Donald Wong, Republican from Saugus, in November. Voters in 34 communities from Amesbury to Saugus will pick a Democrat and a Republican candidate for Essex County Sheriff to run in the November 8 final, along with unenrolled candidates Mark Archer and Kevin Leach. Republican candidates for Sheriff are Kenneth Berg, Jeffrey Gallo, James Chijuga Jr., Craig Lane, and Ann Manning Martin. Democrats running for Sheriff include William Castro, Kevin Coppinger, Michael Marks, Edward O'Reilly, Jerry Robito, and Paul Russell. Peabody Ward 5, Precinct 2, and Ward 6 voters today helped decide the race for the 13th Essex seat in the Massachusetts House. State Representative Ted Spiliotis, a Democrat from Danvers, and fellow Democrat Bob Croce are on the ballot. Danvers and Middleton residents will also cast votes. The winner faces no Republican opposition in November. And Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, Revere, and Swampscott voters decide the 6th Governor's Council Democratic primary today with Councillor Terrence Kennedy of Linfield and Boston residents Richard DeMeo and Stephen Borelli running. You can read more about all of this in today's itemlive.com. Well, Bill Newell is here with a report that the state is holding a hearing in Lynn on tolls going into Boston.
The auditorium at North Shore Community College was mostly empty last night when state officials briefed a handful of residents on how electronic tolling will impact North Shore commuters and, more importantly, their wallet. In a story written in today's item by Thomas Grillo, he writes, "The good news for drivers is that with travel over the Tobin Bridge or through the Sumner-Callahan or the Ted Williams tunnels, tolls will not rise when the state ends toll booth collections and goes electronic on Friday, October 28th. The proposed changes will replace toll booths with so-called overhead gantries, will keep the Sumner-Callahan and Ted Williams tunnel at $3.50 per day by plate, and out-of-state EasyPass customers at $3 for Massachusetts EasyPass customers. To use the Tobin Bridge, all EasyPass users will still pay $2.50 and pay by plate $3. The only change that will impact North Shore commuters is that these routes will be tolled in both directions with the toll split one-half in, one-half out. As soon as the system goes online, demolition work will begin on the toll plazas." There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Alrighty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that the State Department of Transportation has unveiled its plans to improve safety and traffic flow on Highland Avenue, adding bike lanes, a landscape median, and ending the heavily used zigzag that choked Route 107 in Salem. Mass Department of Transportation officials held their second public meeting on the Route 107 corridor study at Lynn English High School Wednesday night. The meeting took place in advance of a similar one scheduled for Salem residents next week, where the same information will be relayed to attendees. In the end, most of the corridor, which includes massive swaths of state highway in Lynn and Salem, features bike lanes on both sides of the busy highway. A guardrail that currently divides the roadway in Salem could be replaced with a landscape median, according to the presentation. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that for more than 60 years, an elegant-looking building rising above Farrington Avenue in Gloucester has served as home to a small independent school. But while public school officials, or students rather, returned to their classes across Cape Ann last week, those at the Eastern Point Day School and their parents have had to find new sources for their education this fall. Trustees for the nonprofit St. Mel Independent School Corporation confirmed Wednesday that Eastern Point will not open this school year, while the corporation looks to restructure, sell the property, and revive the program, perhaps as early as next year, at a different location. Kathy Mano Turner said the decision was made in collaboration with families whose children were among the approximately 20 signed up for the new school year. the co-owner and chief financial officer of Turner Seafood Corporation, also serves as treasurer for the school's and corporation's board of trustees. According to Ray Lamont in the Times, Kathy Mano Turner said all of the students are now in school. Most are enrolled in public schools in Gloucester and Rockport, while a few families are weighing other private school options. And you can read more about that in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.